kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have GEICO motorcycle insurance. Because GEICO covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Here are two things you could do right now on GEICO.com. One, you could see the gecko do the robot. Two, see how much you could save on your car insurance. And when you think about it, it's really a valuable use of your time. I mean, when was the last time you saw a gecko do the robot? Come to think of it, when was the last time your car insurance company actually saved you money? GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
These 12 years, if you have nothing to hide, why not release 12 years as your father did?
To be able to get all the details on each year and how much money I made this year and that year, I'm not going to get into that.
But John McCain disclosed that his vice presidential search committee had seen 23 years of tax returns.
For transparency's sake, the rest of the American public get 23 years?
Romney advisors confirming that his former chief of staff and 2008 campaign manager, Beth Myers, will head his vice presidential search committee.
The process for selecting a vice presidential running mate is just beginning. Beth Myers has begun to put together a number of the names and criteria and so forth that would be associated with that process, accounting staff and so forth to take a look at tax returns and things of that nature.
You got
to
be ready, and you can't say, you know what, I'm not going to give you my tax returns or my financial records or whatever. Make sure those documents are ready and make sure you're willing to turn everything over, because that's a big don't. If you don't turn everything over, it raises a real red flag.
That's the latest ad from a super PAC backing President Obama attacking Mitt Romney and his refusal to release his tax records while he demands to see tax records of those he's considering as his running mate. That's how we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Moving over to MSNBC's Thomas Roberts. Here he has political analyst Domenico Montanaro on to talk about some of the candidates that are rumored to be on Mitt Romney's shortlist for vice president.
This weekend, New Hampshire Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte, who's been discussed as a potential running mate for Mitt Romney, made a bold statement about her experience as a politician.
Are you ready to be president?
Well, I'll tell you this. I have great experience as Attorney General of the state. I'm very proud of that experience. And I would say I have, some would say, better experience than Barack Obama had when he was a senator and ran, having been the chief law enforcement officer of my state. I serve on the Senate Armed Services Committee. Mm-hmm. But again, what it comes down to for me, it's serving New Hampshire.
Domenico, what's that saying again about the first rule about the Veep Fight Club? We don't talk about it, right? So this is coming out pretty bold, and maybe it's a turn. Maybe it's a way people are going to talk about the jobs that they want to see in their future.
I don't think so, Thomas. I think that it's it was probably more something maybe related, ironically, to her political inexperience with something like this. You know, I think you can get caught in an answer like that where you've got your talking points and then you realize, well, Barack Obama only had a couple years. Well, let me talk about my resume. And then all of a sudden you're there talking about your credentials and you're out there talking about almost saying you're interested in it. And that's really not what you're supposed to do. Usually people are a little bit more cagey about it. To the opposite extreme, we had Marco Rubio this weekend talking about it. Let's listen to what he had to say.
Chris, as I said, I'm not going to discuss the vice presidency. I'm not going to. Governor Romney has a process in place, and I'm going to respect that. I'm more than happy to tell you why I'm qualified to serve in the United States Senate, however.
Well, that's going a little bit further than most go. I think Marco Rubio has been asked so much about being VP potentially that he's just decided that I'm not talking about this anymore. Don't ask me about it. It's the job I like. I'm not talking about VP stakes anymore. Most people are a little bit more cagey. Look at Bob McDonnell and how he kind of handles it, although he might be a little too perfect in the way that he handles it. In fact, he's got an ad campaign up about his state, and a lot of people are saying, boy, he's like really trying out to be VP.
More from the campaign trail. Hot stuff next. The Hot Hits and Talk Radio on the Countdown Show. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
We stay with the presidential race now, listening to talk host Jim Stallings and Kay Murray, and they wonder whether Mitt Romney will pick one of the former presidential candidates as his running mate.
If Romney selected Santorum as a running mate, would that change anybody's opinion about whether or not they would vote for the Republican ticket as opposed to the Democrat ticket come fall?
Who was the woman that ran? In the Republican.
Bachman, Michelle Bachman.
And she just gave her endorsement to Mitt Romney, and I wondered about her, if she could possibly be thought of as a vice president.
I mean, I guess I'm talking to Mitt Romney, don't pull anybody out of thin air like Sarah Palin. Not saying that she was pulled out of thin air, but when she was named the vice presidential running mate to John McCain, everybody was like, who? What? Where?
Yeah, but everybody was excited about her. If you remember, man, she got a lot of attention, and they liked that idea at first.
Yes.
At first.
I'm going, give us a name that's established. I mean, Mitt Romney, a lot of people are finding fault with him, but if he teams up with a strong vice presidential running mate, I think it could only help that Republican ticket.
Well, they need to come together. The Republican ticket, that they really need to start coming together, because I think you've seen a lot of pools with all of these, what do you call them, the town meetings and things that they've had. It really hasn't helped them a lot, I don't think. There's been so many debates. So, I don't know, Jim. They really need to start coming together. And it looks with Bachman coming on board with Romney, maybe some of the others. But there were so many bad things said. And really no feeling of a unit there when they were campaigning. This, of course, that's what most of them do, but in these debates and the things that were said sometime, it really is going to be rough for them now to come back and say, okay, we want this man to be president of the United States. You know, do you have enough confidence in Romney to vote for him for president? Some say they're just not going to vote for president this year. I've read that.
Yeah. Well, that'll fix everything.
Yeah, that'll really help.
Here are Todd Jeffries and Don Pryor. Both of them seem to be happy that Ron Paul is staying in the race, even though he probably isn't going to win.
As you know, Congressman Dr. Ron Paul was in town this weekend.
There's been many times that we've been written off, but on occasion now, almost like every day, there is another state that goes our way.
Okay. Boy, I'm fired up. Boy, you can feel the... Well, how many people are there? 75, 80?
Thousands.
Thousands?
Absolutely, there were thousands there.
Thousands. With nothing better to do than that. Good Lord.
This is a foreign policy that has been around for many, many years. A non-interventionist foreign policy provides a stronger national defense. You only go to war when the Congress declares the war and not at the whims of the president.
Why do you have that smile on your face?
Is that somebody you want leading our country right there who's dealing with, who's talking like this? That's who's going to intimidate the other countries, this guy right here?
I believe and am convinced by free market economics that wealth comes from work and savings. So my suggestion in our first year will be to cut the budget in real terms by $1 trillion.
All right, thousands of people that were down there, that's how you waste your vote right there. Actually, though, we need him. We need him because he's actually a very effective tool for the Republican Party, because he's going to pull a lot of liberal votes away from Obama, because the quirky, nerdy liberals like this guy. They like a lot of what he has to say, and they're bailing on Obama. So we need him. We need this loser to stay in the race. Absolutely. This pathetic, sad little man. I just don't know why people are still rallying around this guy, but it's a wasted vote. Make your vote really count for something, you know? But, again, as I said, at least he's going to pull a lot of quirky people away from Obama that identify with this guy, who've given up on Obama. So I'm glad he's staying in the race, and I know Romney is, too. We need him. you know?
Man, you don't think much, do you, before you speak?
Well, if there were thousands of people down there,
there was.
Do they just not pay attention to the news? Do they not live in reality? The fact that this guy does not stand a chance.
They're not interested. They're not interested in letting the news media pick their candidate.
I know, but there's not going to be any kind of grassroots movement that's going to make this guy come out of nowhere and all of a sudden be head to head with Romney and Obama. It's just amazing. To me, it's just dreaming, and it's not really doing anything productive.
Cody.
Well, good morning.
Cody.
Hey, good morning, fellas. John, I was just curious. What is your definition of what is and is not a wasted vote? And why do you feel that Dr. Paul is such a loser? I know you don't like the Constitution, but is that the only reason?
Well, I wouldn't say he's a loser. That was a poor choice of words there. I kind of crossed the line with loser. He's not a loser.
You apologize.
He's going to lose the race. Oh. He's a loser in that regard. But as a human being, no, he's not a loser. But,
so what in your mind is the same level as Romney and Obama?
You're going to be cast.
Obama, really.
You're going to be casting your vote, and it's going to go nowhere.
In the past week, he's won. If I may read the real quick, the majority of delegates in Maine, Minnesota, Nevada, Washington, Colorado, Missouri, Massachusetts, Alaska, and Iowa.
Are you telling me that you think somewhere in your mind that you're holding out hope that this guy is going to be a contender?
he's absolutely a contender. He's in it till the end. And, if you look back to the 20s, well, Warren G. Harding was last in the delegate count, but he came at the Republican National Convention and in the ninth round of voting won the nomination.
Well, again, the only way this is not a wasted vote is the fact that it's not a vote for Obama.
What happened this past weekend in Guantanamo Bay is up next year on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail in the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So every day we peruse the Talk Radio Top 10 list. Shepard Smith here with Judge Andrew Napolitano about the circus that went on this weekend as the arraignment proceedings began.
Accused 9/11 mastermind and his co-defendants caused quite the chaos at a hearing in Guantanamo Bay over the weekend. The hearing lasted a whopping 13 hours. This weekend's hearing for KSM, or Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and his four defendants was, or I should say co-defendants, was supposed to take just a couple of hours and could have really been done in minutes. Some of their behavior included taking off the earphones that provided Arabic translations of the English court proceedings. Interpreters had to be brought in to translate live. Interpreting the proceedings to yell that the guards at the Guantanamo Bay prison were going to kill them. Insisting that the 20-plus page document detailing charges against them be read aloud. And then they took some of their clothes off, or partially disrobed, as the court put it. They read the magazine The Economist and made a paper airplane and placed it on top of a microphone. Quite the court proceeding. Defense lawyers for the suspected 9/11 mastermind accusing the government of rigging the trial to make sure he's convicted and put to death. Our senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano, what to make of this?
Well, and not something to look forward to from the point of view of testing the patience of the judge. Look, everybody is entitled to be present at their trial, to confront the evidence against them, and to confront the witnesses against them. That has been tempered somewhat by the Military Commissions Act, which excludes the defendants from hearing certain witnesses and looking at certain documents. But when defendants engage in behavior that unnecessarily disrupts or lengthens to an intolerable point the trial, the court can exclude them and put them in a place where they can observe what goes on, but their antics won't interrupt. So they can, by their behavior, give up their right to be physically present in the courtroom.
Here's radio host Joe Gallagher talking to former Judge Advocate General Mike Nardotti about KSM and the other terrorists attempting to delay this trial for as long as they can.
Lawyers for the five men charged before a military commission with conspiring in the attacks of September 11th were in court over the weekend. And got a little crazy there for a while. I got to tell you, Mike, I don't know, based on what I'm reading about these folks in court over the weekend, they've got some brass onions, don't they?
Well, this should not be a surprise. It doesn't matter where these individuals were tried. If they had a bigger stage in New York, it would have been, I think, much the same, certainly much the same, perhaps even more spectacular from the individual standpoint. But it is not a surprise that they have, at this time, decided that they simply will not cooperate and are going to delay the proceedings as long as they can.
Yeah, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other four defendants apparently refused to talk to you, listen to the judge. They prayed. They delayed the hearing by praying. One of them took their shirt off in court, right?
Yes, it was, well, the series of events that the judge showed, I think, admirable restraint and handling of that, and he will have to continue to do that over the course of the proceedings. Otherwise, it can get out of hand.
Yeah, they complained. They said the process is rigged to lead to their execution.
Well, there are plenty of people who have criticized military commissions, but in my estimation, that criticism is off the mark for a couple of reasons. First of all, you have people in the United States claiming basically that the only standard that should apply in these cases is what you would find in a federal criminal court, that a military commission cannot compare with those rights. Well, the first question I would have is, if that's the case, why do we try our military service members before courts-martial, which do not have the same level of protections that a federal criminal court has? I think the lesson you learn from that is that Congress intentionally established a system where fundamental due process could be administered to soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, and it did not have to be a mirror image of what you find in federal courts. It's very similar. If you look at military commissions, similarly, the fundamental guarantees are there. It's taken them a while to get around to the point where they have smoothed things out and eliminated some of the problems. But I think actually the better comparison, rather than comparing military commissions to federal criminal courts, is to look at the international standards. What happens in the International Criminal Court, the tribunals that have been established to judge other war criminals, and you'll find that the array of rights and commissions compares quite favorably.
800-510-8255. Look forward to hearing from you when next the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves along.
To help keep diabetes in control, minimizing high and low blood sugars is key. But for the nearly 26 million Americans with diabetes, this can be a challenge. Now, technology takes blood sugar testing a step further. The new OneTouch Vario IQ is the first and only meter to look for patterns of high and low blood sugar and provide alerts right on the screen. With every test, the meter compares the current result with previous results to identify patterns people may not know exist. Endocrinologist Dr. Steve Edelman.
This tool is particularly valuable for people taking insulin because they're at the greatest risk of experiencing low blood sugar. They also test to adjust their insulin for meals and activity. Now, instead of just treating highs and lows as they happen, the new OneTouch Vario IQ meter helps people identify patterns so they can look for root causes. Then, they can take action to prevent them in the future.
Dr. Edelman also advocates a healthy diet and exercise to help manage diabetes. For more information, visit OneTouch.com. I'm Lynn Thompson.
Flo.
Yes?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for this spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Along now on the overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio, the Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, 800-510-8255. Congress had agreed that if they couldn't come up with budget cuts, automatic budget cuts, going to kick in. Now they're scrambling to try to block that from happening. Pretty interesting reality, huh? 800-510-8255. The reality of budget cuts. How come? I mean, look at where you are in your own community. Look at where you are in your state. I happen to belong to the Framingham, Massachusetts town meeting, and we have a real controversy, a real problem with assessments and what people are paying in taxes, and yet the town meeting that I'm a part of is still voting for things that they could easily do without in terms especially of capital improvements, new trucks, new vehicles, that sort of thing. Do we get down to actually realizing how serious the problem is, or do we keep hiding our, kidding ourselves and hiding our heads in the sand, burying the reality that we are in fiscal crisis, that we keep spending and spending and spending? To what end? How does it get paid for? At the end of the day, who's paying? 800-510-8255. And this phony story, these phony deals that are made, automatic budget cuts. Now, they don't want that to happen. Why? Larry in Mississippi doesn't think Congress will do anything this year till after the election. You may be right on it, Larry.
Nothing is going to get done. The Republican, along with Frank Luntz, on Inauguration Day, got together and come up with a plan to keep the president, to get the president out of office, so nothing's going to get done. This is election year. Nothing will get done. The Republicans even get their own ideas if Obama for them. So nothing's going to get done. Everybody knew it. Like I say, this is election year. So politics is going to get in the way. They're not going to be able to work together. Everybody knows that.
800-510-8255. I also invited input a few minutes ago on Gitmo. The story there is far from over, it would appear, given what went on this past weekend. So you have thoughts on that? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Look in the listen box at DougSteffen.com. Jerry in Ohio, your thoughts on Congress and cuts?
Spending cuts has a history of cutting jobs. And when you cut jobs, you take money out of the economy. And businesses that were growing with people spending money are starting to die, and the whole economy stagnates. Spending cuts equal higher deficits. The only way to stop the deficits is to get jobs built. In the Reagan administration, Reagan raised taxes very high and they invested in infrastructure, and it was boom times. During Eisenhower's administration, taxes were high. They built the freeways, and it was boom times. When Clinton was the president, they raised taxes on the rich, and the jobs were really created. It was boom times again. They invested in infrastructure. This Republican Congress says absolutely no to infrastructure. That was the Obama jobs bill. And all they do is keep cutting, 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 putting people out of work. They put over a million people out of work, and they wonder where's the money.
800-510-8255. You, sir, are used to a government economy. That isn't what really works in the long run, because there has to be, it's a vicious circle. Don't you understand how the system works? You keep going around and around. You take money from people and you give it to other people in the form of the jobs that are being created. For example, the highway jobs. Phony. That stuff, most of the construction, much of the construction that the government pays for, especially when it comes to roads and bridges, is phony. Those are false, phony deals, because we haven't built the roads right in the first place. Nowhere else on earth are the roads as badly built as they are here. I've traveled all around the world. The roads in Africa are better than the roads here. We do this purposely so we keep these guys going and buying their vote. You realize this is so cynical what's done, and you all, too many of you, fall for this stuff. I'm not telling you that I'm a genius and I know it all, but some of this stuff is so obvious what goes on. 800-510-8255. Stephen in Florida with thoughts on these automatic cuts.
It's a joke. So there was something set up, and just to make this in layman's terms for people, there was something set up that was going to make Congress work together to get something done on both sides, you know, so that way both sides would get what they wanted. Otherwise, they'd get a spanking like little children, and sequestration would happen. Unfortunately, now it's time for the spanking, but the children are running the House and saying, no, 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 the spanking is not going to happen. The best analogy for it is it's like we're sitting around a high school dance, and you've got the left and the right both sitting in their chairs and no one dancing. And that's the problem with Congress today. In politics in general, we see everyone so far away from each other that absolutely nothing is going to get done. And I would say that the funny thing about that, and the funny thing about sequestration, is that you have people, regular people like myself, just a normal everyday person, who will either join the Tea Party group or join the Obama administration and the uprising we saw in 2008, where people just came out of nowhere and voted for the guy. And what it really is, and what Congress should really be paying attention to, is that it's not about who has more people either in the Tea Party or for backing the Obama administration. What it really is that the American people are sick and tired of nothing getting done and just grandstanding over these things, kind of like what I'm doing right now on the phone, you know, just complete grandstanding rather than actually getting something done. And we're just tired of it, regardless if you're left or on the right.
800-510-8255. So then how is it we have only these two candidates who are running for president? Why don't we have better candidates and more candidates from which to choose? Or do you like my idea? I think I laid this out yesterday on this program, of having two. Let's cancel the election and have both Romney and Obama president. Obama can be the face man. He goes around, travels. Why is it that we have to restrict this job to one person? It's too big for one person. They can't handle it. That's why everything is such a mess. So why not have two people, one from each party? You, the Republicans, elect their president, and the Democrats elect their president. And they work together. One guy has this job, the other guy has that job. And you got a couple of vice presidents for each, and you take care of, you don't have all these czars. Am I the only one who's thinking along those lines? Maybe. But that doesn't mean that it isn't a good idea. Or something. I mean, something's got to give here. Right? 800-510-8255. Kathy is in California with concerns.
The federal government is way, way, way too huge, the spending. It's ridiculous. It's not what the founders had in mind at all. And so it really has to be scaled back. But I think, you know, with the scaling back, the last place that it should be done is, you know, elderly who need help, people who have illnesses in their family, that kind of thing. And the first place it needs to be done is extravagant spending on you name it, or silly spending. And so people just need to start making decisions about along those lines instead of listening to lobbyists, instead of doing what is good for their own pockets, instead of doing what will get them reelected. People are saying that, I hear a lot that, oh, we're leaning to going too far to the right, going too far to the right. And actually, our country for the last 20, 30, 40 years has been going to the left on a steady course. So if we go and make a real nice, strong right, we're going to actually get back to center, which is what's going to save things. Because right now, this is, you know, Greece is the word.
Greece is the word. That's very clever, lady. Thank you very much. 800-510-8255. We're talking about Congress. We're talking about the budget. We're talking about how to run this country fiscally in a responsible way. We're talking about what the problems are. What does impact the economy? Why do we spend as much money as we do, other than what's obvious? And maybe some of the things that you're thinking are obvious. 800-510-8255. Back to the issues of the day in a few moments here on The Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Our number is 800-510-8255 on The Countdown. Our focus on the budget and cuts, and how do we make our way through all the problems. How do we cut things? Jeff in Virginia may have a pretty good idea. Go ahead, explain what you're thinking, Jeff.
We ought to stop some of the government privatization. They privatized all the profitable parts of the government and only left in what would actually drain the government coffers. I know in the military, a private soldier makes five times what a enlisted man does.
Well, but yeah, but essentially you're paying for that because that's a tax-supported event. There are, when you hire these people, the companies, that sort of thing comes out of your pocket. There are, though, if you look at the private sector versus the public sector, there are vast differences in what these people are getting paid. You may or may not have heard me talking about this, the fact that average wage for the Bureau of Labor Statistics said non-farm labor rates were about $23 an hour, which translates to $48,000 a year, plus or minus. If you're working for the government, it's about $4 an hour more than that. So we have the government workers being paid more, and then if you buy into privatizing some of this stuff, I think it's a good idea, but you got to make sure you're not overpaying. It doesn't, you know, kill the reason for doing it in the first place. The idea of privatization, though, Jeff, I think is a good idea. Thank you. Let's move along. Back to the discussion of what's going on at Gitmo, what happened last weekend. Here's Chris Lawrence reporting.
The 9/11 terror suspects turned their arraignment into a chaotic court circus, which left the victims' family members stunned.
They're complaining, and our families can't complain no more. They took their lives. They took my sister's life. I wouldn't care if they were on a bed of nails. You know what I mean? But it's our justice system, and they have rights as of right now. And whatever the due course is and how the process works, eventually, they're going to either be in jail for the rest of their lives or they're going to be dead.
Waleed Benatosh came into court shackled to a chair. Later, when his attorney was alleging mistreatment, he took off his tunic and exposed his bare chest. The judge scolded him and told him, put it back on. Ramzi Ben al-Sheba shocked the courtroom by comparing American guards to dead Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. He shouted, maybe they will kill us and make it look like suicide. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who once boasted he was the mastermind behind the attacks, refused to speak or even listen to the hearing through earphones.
Now, the government wants to kill Mr. Muhammad. They want to extinguish the last eyewitness to his torture so that he can never speak again about it.
One of the American defense attorneys came dressed in conservative Islamic hijab and chastised the women on the prosecution team for wearing skirts, saying the detainees had to avert their eyes to avoid committing a sin just by looking at them. And so it went for hours. Silence and side issues dominating the hearing.
She said there was a particular paralegal who both in 08 and yesterday was wearing a short skirt and was a distraction to her client and therefore could not focus on a proceeding which might lead to his death. Could you respond to that?
Well, I didn't think it merited or deserved a response yesterday, so I don't think it deserves a response today. The women on the prosecution team are dressed in a appropriate and professional manner.
The next court hearing will be in June, but this had to be an embarrassment on all sides for those who pushed to have these men tried in a military commission here. This cannot be what they had in mind. And for the Obama administration, who promised to close Guantanamo Bay and move these trials to federal court, Saturday was a reminder of that failure.
Pretty much another one of those promises that was made for hope and change. You realize when you look at this why the polls are as close as they are because of the broken promise. Just another example of what's going on here. What a circus. Oy. And you and I are paying for it. 51 past the hour. More on Gitmo in a few moments here on the countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like Cintas for fire protection.
Now, Cintas is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. Cintas provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does Cintas compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, Cintas ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in Cintas for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Crawling through some of the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that people are talking about on issue-oriented talk radio programs and stations around the country with some of the best hosts. For example, here's host Brian Suits talking about KSM, as he's now being referred to, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. This weekend's arrangement, it was an arrangement for an arraignment. The suspects being held in Gitmo and all of the connections there may be to the World Trade Center bombing in 1993 as well. They're all sort of tied in together. Here's his discussion and analysis.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, or KSM, as we're going to call him for shorthand. Born in Kuwait City in 1965, educated in the United States. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed going on trial. The self-admitted planner, the logistical planner and the operational planner for the 9/11 attacks. The self-proclaimed mastermind of the September 11 attacks repeatedly declined to answer a judge's questions. And his co-defendants knelt in prayer in what appeared to be a concerted protest against the military proceedings. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other men appeared for the first time in more than 3 years for arraignment at a military tribunal in Guantanamo Bay. They're charged with 2,976 counts of murder for the 2001 attacks. Boy, this Khalid Sheikh Mohammed guy sure seems to know the American legal system. And why wouldn't he? He did time in North Carolina for unpaid bills when he was getting his degree in mechanical engineering at North Carolina A&T. And he originally, his family, emigrated to Kuwait from the Balochistan region of Pakistan. Balochistan is basically the epicenter of the Pashtun people. The Pashtun people are the prime movers behind the Taliban, both Afghan and Pakistani Taliban. But what is also interesting is that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has a nephew. Yes, he has a nephew that's only a few years younger than him. They grew up very close, almost like cousins, not like uncle and nephew. But nevertheless, his nephew is doing life at the U.S. Federal Supermax prison in Florence, Colorado, for the December 1993 World Trade Center bombing. December 93, the World Trade Center bombing that killed a few people, but its goal of tipping one building into the next one, like felled trees or something, failed. But nevertheless, the person who carried it out was caught several years later, tried and convicted. And his name is Ramzi Youssef. He is the nephew of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. So you're following along with me so far, right? Well, here's the part that's always been very curious to me. And it is back in 1993 when the World Trade Center was first bombed by Ramzi Youssef, the nephew of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He came in on an Iraqi passport. In fact, he supposedly held the rank of captain in Iraqi Army intelligence.
All right, I'm not sure what all of that information is good for. Maybe you can put it in your pipe and smoke it, but it doesn't change the situation. Maybe you find it interesting, but I'm thinking we better move on because we have some callers, or move back, if you will, still thinking about the budget cuts and the automatic cuts and what's going on in Congress to keep the cuts from happening. Peter is a Floridian, and he thinks we ought to look overseas.
Referring to this cuts that we're going through, it's happening in Europe, and look at the changes. Well, in today's paper, how many European presidents and leaders have been changed because austerity became ridiculous. They cut so much, they caused the recessions worse than we have here. And they believe that the American people are doing the right thing. The Obama administration is doing the right thing, not cutting too much at the same time. All you do is create less work, less jobs, and less jobs means less income, less taxes going to our nation. And you cannot keep this country military and all the work that has to be done by the government if you keep cutting taxes and cutting jobs. My God, you got to have a balanced approach to this whole thing. It can't be too much cutting and it can't be too much spending, but it's got to be balanced, not to what they want to do with the Republican Party and just cut, cut, cut. And this thing of that's going into effect at the end of the year will devastate this country and go back into a recession. I guarantee it.
All right, sir. Sounds like he knows, right? 800-510-8255. Cap the conversation, Michael, will you please?
They keep on saying taxing the rich. Now, I'm not rich at all. I'm poor, actually. But I know it sounds funny, I'm poor Republican. Usually, I used to be Democrat, but I'm Republican now since the Reagan administration. But the thing about it is when they tax the rich, all they're going to do is the rich are going to just lay off, and they're going to pass those taxes on by raising the prices of the stuff that they sell. So that's not really going to help in any. And I mean, what Obama's doing is they proved it already. He spent as much in his 2 years as Bush did in 8 years. And he sits there criticizing Bush. I mean, the Obama's spending us into oblivion. I don't know what these other people are talking about. This guy's spending us into oblivion.
All right. I don't know that we learned a whole heck of a lot during this hour, but interesting to let you vent anyway. It's 59 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.